AviationPros.com is the portal website for AMT, Airport Business, and Ground Support Worldwide magazines. Visit daily for breaking news, industry blogs, and insightful articles from our magazine's editorial team. And don't forget to sign up for our publication's daily e-newsletters. It's all at AviationPros.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Aviation Pros Podcast. I'm Joe Petrie, Editorial Director for the Endeavor Aviation Group. Leaders from the Mobile Airport Authority are committed to building a strong facility for its residents while finding a solution to reduce the passenger leakage rate to neighboring communities. That's why they're taking the unique approach of moving their airport closer to the city, bucking the trend of moving airports further out from their city centers. The project is being closely watched by the rest of the industry as it could set a new standard for thinking about air service across the country and how airports serve their communities. Mobile Airport Authority President Chris Curry took time out of his busy schedule to sit down with Airport Business at the recent AAAE annual conference in Nashville to talk more about the move, its current status, and the potential he sees for growth in the Mobile area. Chris, well, thank you very much for meeting with me today. It's been a pretty exciting show, and something I really like to talk about. I've been dying to talk to you about this topic because I love this project so much, the whole move for the Mobile Airport. So tell me and just explain us a little bit about to the audience what it is you're trying to accomplish by moving.
So one of the primary purposes for moving the airport is to take advantage of our transportation infrastructure. The regional airport is located 7 and 8 miles off of both interstates that come through the city of Mobile. And so it makes access to that airport very difficult. And so with our other airport, the International Airport downtown that abuts Interstate 10, it's much more convenient for passenger access and for cargo, perhaps in the future.
What sparked this? I mean, what was the innovation that said, we got to do this?
Well, it's been talked about for a while in the community. Some people say for several decades. When I was hired by the authority almost 7 years ago, that was the number one project, was to take a look at the upside that could be created by having another airport in the city. We were losing about 55% of our traffic to neighboring airports because of the access, because of lack of competition with the airlines. And so by moving the airport closer to the population base, it accomplished the things that we could not at the regional airport.
What were some of the concerns when you were looking at this site? I mean, it seems like it would be more of a challenge to bring it closer to the population.
Well, some of the concerns were definitely noise. It was being able to finance the airport, and we had to do it without impacting neighborhoods, residences, and businesses. So those were the main concerns associated with trying to move the airport.
Can you talk about how you engaged the community to be able to take on a move like this? I mean, was it just talking to business leaders, or was it talking to members of the community? How was that going forward?
Well, it was actually all of that. And so we had to convince the public, certainly, that moving the airport would provide tangible benefits for them. So creating more competition with airlines who were very excited about the downtown location, the ability of that airport to create more jobs in the transportation, in the transportation sphere, if you will, because the new airport is located next to the Port of Mobile, which is one of the fastest growing ports, and we had to convince them that the noise level would not increase because of the move. So that was accomplished initially by a feasibility study. And so the feasibility study was to convince the public and also the FAA that we were making the right move and to look at, you know, really just the basic upsides of trying to do that.
Let's talk about the leakage that you're able to get back from moving to it. I understand it's 55% you're able to capture by moving downtown?
That's correct. We currently leak 55 to 60%. To neighboring airports in Pensacola and New Orleans.
That's impressive. Just by moving a location like that, what is leading to it? Is it just because of the location of getting to the airport, or what was the driving factor for that?
Well, I think it's all about access. The international airport is closer to one of the fastest growing counties in the country, which is Baldwin County. That group today currently goes primarily to Pensacola Airport. We did an analysis, and we found that only one out of every 10 residents of that county utilized the regional airport. When we have had service at the downtown airport, we find that 6 out of 10 residents use that airport. So the market has proved that having commercial service downtown will greatly enhance our ability to attract those passengers that are going to other airports.
Now, this has been talked about for the last few years, but I understand we've reached the point that we're going forward on this project.
We have. So we finished the master plan about 3 years ago, and we're currently about 50% into design, and we've already started the construction phase of the project really about a year ago. And so we expect to open the new terminal in November of 2025.
What were some of the key aspects for you by when you get that fresh slate of having a new terminal for the passengers? What were some of the key things that the airport authority wanted to make sure was a part of this design?
So we wanted to make sure that the airport itself, the terminal, displayed a sense of place for the residents of the community. We wanted to ensure that the terminal was very simple and not very costly. Because when you can design a terminal that looks like that, it's less expensive for the airlines to operate, which increases or helps with your competition. And so our idea is to build the terminal debt-free so that we can have a very, very low price point for the airlines and therefore make ourselves much more competitive.
How are you going forward with a debt-free build on this? What were some of the strategies that were put into place?
So our timing was good. We went to agencies that normally we would not go to help with the finance of a terminal. However, it was timely because of COVID. Because of COVID, you had states, counties, and cities that had more money than they knew what to do with. And so we asked the city of Mobile to contribute, Mobile County, the state of Alabama, and we also used some non-traditional funding means through the federal government. So we've collected roughly $250 million towards what is now a $381 million project. Now, 3 years ago, this same project was estimated to cost $252 million, terminal and parking garage. So if we were going by estimates 3 years ago, we would be able to build the terminal and the parking garage debt-free.
Wow. What drove the cost? Was it just supply and just the nature of everything we're dealing with now?
Yeah, I think, you know, overall, anyone that's building a project now that was estimated 2 or 3 years ago, you can estimate easily 30 to 35% inflation. Wow. And so that's what we're dealing with, and that's what changed the cost from 252 to 380 million, hopefully.
Now, when you have a new facility like this, it also gives you a fresh start as far as some of the technologies you see out there. What were some of the key technologies you were looking to try and implement as far as this new terminal?
Well, I think overall, you know, what we learned from COVID was that if we ever experience something similar, you know, passengers want a seamless transition through the airport, the least amount of contact as possible with people or equipment. And so I think when you look at the technology of building an airport for the future, you know, that's what you look for. You know, how can a person utilize their computer at home, print their boarding pass, come to the airport, move through TSA to the boarding gate with the least amount of interaction with people and equipment? Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that I focused on as I've traveled around to the different industry events. 2 weeks ago, I was in Frankfurt at the Passenger Terminal Expo, and all of that was part of getting new ideas for how to build this terminal in that way.
Now, it's not just technology and infrastructure and concrete that goes into a new terminal, but there's also the move itself of your whole crew, you know, your teams and operations of that. How are you going about preparing for that?
So with our program management team, we have really focused on the operational readiness part of that. how do you transition? Well, for us, what we hope to do is one day the lights are on, the next day the lights are off. So with that, you have to position in advance new equipment in the new terminal so that the airlines and others can seamlessly transfer from one day to another. So the operational readiness portion of it, ORAT, is what we're really focused on now to make sure that we do that the best way we can.
Is there going to be any elements that you're going to be able to open or move over before the airport officially opens?
Not much. Uh-huh. Not much, because, again, the concept is one day you're flying out, the next day it closes, and the new airport opens. Mm-hmm. So there's very few things that we can do that will translate from one terminal to another.
Tell me a little bit about, in this move, how is this going to change air service and connectivity for the Mobile airport market by having this new facility?
Well, again, we have customers from the fastest growing county in the country going to other airports. So rather than a 50-minute ride, we're changing that now to 20 minutes. I think that will be a big benefit to those customers. We're also very close to the city of Mobile. The new airport, new commercial service will be only 5 minutes from the city of Mobile. So it will help to spur growth in Mobile because you have a passenger terminal that close. What's interesting about this project is we're going against the grain. You know, most airports that are built and have good commercial service, they're much further away from the city. We're bringing the airport closer to the city. And so we think that that's also the wave of the future, especially when you look at, you know, the millennials and how they operate. I mean, they don't want cars, they want things that are close. And so I think to have an airport that close to the city is also beneficial.
For you, when this project is all completed, what says this is a success? What's going to say that this is what exactly what we work for and how I wanted to see it executed?
Well, the good thing about a small community is that people tell you every day whether they think you're successful or not, because people know who I am and they see me in and around the community. I think one of the key measurements will be our passenger employments. If we truly are able to accomplish what we're trying to, we'll see our passenger employment level go up at least 50% in the first year. What will also determine success is the amount of interest that we have from other airlines that are not in the community today. And so I believe that if we're able to have a good blend of legacy carriers and low-cost carriers that cater to all segments of the community, that would be successful to me.
Tell me, why is the team at Mobile the best in the industry?
Well, we have focus, we have vision, and we all work cohesively together. And when I say team, it's not just the airport staff in general. It's also our team that involves the TSA and the Federal Aviation Administration and Customs and Border Protection. It is very unusual in this industry to have all of those components moving in the same direction, and we're fortunate enough to have that.
Why should the industry be bullish on Mobile for air traffic service?
Well, Mobile is doing things that you only hear about primarily in big cities. And so what we're demonstrating is a community with an MSA of 700,000 people. We can do big city things. We're co-located next to a port. There's not too many airports that have that geographical advantage. And so what we're looking to do is develop this successful multimodal system of operation. And so I think we set the model for other cities our size to say, you know, you don't have to be in Los Angeles or New York or Miami to do big things. We're going to do it, and we're going to demonstrate that to others in the industry.
Where do you want to see Mobile's airport go in the next 5 to 10 years?
You know, I've been asked that question a lot, and, you know, I'm originally from Savannah. So what I tend to do is look at target cities at different intervals in our growth. And so I believe that in 5 years, a city like Mobile can be much like Savannah. I believe in 10 years, Mobile could be much like Jacksonville, Florida, right? So those are the metrics that I see of who we can be like and places that have been successful with their transportation network.
I'm so excited to watch this project take flight and I hear more about it. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for listening to today's podcast. Hear from all the most important leaders in aviation by subscribing to the Aviation Pros podcast, along with the Airport Business Daily Newsletter and Magazine. It's where leaders live. And make sure to check out other coverage we have from the 2024 AAAE Annual Conference in Nashville, including video discussions with airport leaders and people from across the industry. And stay tuned for some more exciting news about the Aviation Pros podcast coming in the next several weeks. I'm Joe Petrie. We'll see you next time.